Item 10, from the Interim Director, Community Business Development Partners, CBDP, Department of Administrative Services, providing an informational report regarding the quarterly update on the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise, DBE, Targeted Business Enterprise, TBE, utilization and implementation of the Airport Concession Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program, ACDBE. This item is also being considered by the Committee on Economic and Community Development and is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, thank you. Please introduce yourself and go forward.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. T. Whaley Smith, Director of Administrative Services for Milwaukee County. To my right, I have Lamont Robinson, who is the Interim Director for the CBDP Division. Lamont has been with the department for approximately 8 years, working in our Certification Division. And has agreed to step into this position on an interim basis, and we are heavily recruiting him to be the next director as we move through the HR process. So we have a report for you today. It's appropriate that we're here at the airport. Lamont is going to talk about the concession airport contracts and how the goal is set there. It's important to understand the logistics of how the goals are set because it applies to most of the work that we do in the CBDP division. I know we're running into the lunch hour here, so we will be as quick as possible, but this information is key to how Milwaukee County operates.
Oh, we'll definitely take as much time as we need. You don't need to rush. Feel free to.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'm just waiting for the report to pop up there. Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. Again, I am Lamont Robinson, the Interim Director of Community Business Development Partners, and I'm presenting to you Milwaukee County's Triennial Goal Setting Report that was submitted to the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, for this current triennial cycle for Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport regarding the Airport Concessionaire Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program, or ACDBE. With Milwaukee International Airport being a recipient of federal funding, Milwaukee County is mandated to implement an ACDBE program and set participation goals. The purpose of the triennial goal setting report is to establish two separate ACDBE goals, one goal for car rental concessions and another for non-car rental concessions. The goals are based on current and future anticipated concessionaire opportunities at Milwaukee Mitchell. The goals must cover a 3-year period, with the current cycle covering years 2018 through 2020. Milwaukee County is required to report our participation achievement numbers to the FAA on an annual basis. Did you have a question? Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just listening. I've heard this once before.
I'm sorry. Established goals must be inclusive to all certified ACDBE firms and cannot be subdivided into group-specific goals. What that means is that Milwaukee County cannot set a goal that dictates the type of activity that a firm must use an ACDBE firm to provide to the airport. For this goal setting cycle, Milwaukee County used suggested goal setting methodology and guidance from the FAA, determined that a goal of 20.8% is appropriate for non-car rental concessions. Non-car rental concessions includes, but is not limited to, activities such as food and beverage sales, advertising, retail, parking management, and others that occur on airport grounds or in support of these businesses. The geographic area used to determine the availability of ready, willing, and able firms used to help establish the goal consisted of the following 7 counties: Milwaukee, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Racine, Walworth, Washington, and Waukesha. With Milwaukee Mitchell being a mid-sized airport, it has proven difficult to recruit or convince firms from other areas to consider opportunities at our airport. To calculate the base goal or the projected potential concession revenue, we need to look at past achievement. During the last triennial period, the concession gross receipt numbers improved each year, as you can see on the slide. Averaging the amount of growth during the prior triennial period and unaware of any major changes related to the current and future concession program for this triennial period, Milwaukee County estimates that concession revenue will continue to grow at a rate of approximately 9.5%. This would potentially create gross revenue numbers of just under $30 million for ACDBE firms over the current 3-year period. So how do we get those numbers? Step one, we use a market analysis by NACE. The North American Industry Classification System, or NACE, is the standard used by federal statistical agencies in classifying business establishments for the purpose of collecting, analyzing, and publishing statistical data related to the U.S. business economy. This information is published by the U.S. Census Bureau, which is also where we search for firms within that 7-county geographic area that provide the goods and services that the airport procures. For example, if you look at the first concession activity, it's real small up there, but it's for food and beverage supplies and equipment. From data supplied from the U.S. Census Bureau, it was determined that there are 38 firms that could potentially participate as an ACDBE in that activity sector out of a total of 174 firms overall. That calculates to an availability of 21.8% of firms who could potentially participate in that industry sector as an ACDBE. We will continue to use that method for the remaining sectors that are listed up there, and when you sum it all up, we would have a step one number of 30.3%. I don't think you can see it, but it's at the bottom of the slide there. Can you go to the next slide, please? So again, we took the total number of potential ACDBEs that are ready, willing, and able non-car rental firms in the market area of 1435 and divided that by the number against the total number of ready, willing, and able firms in the designated market area. So then there's a step two. Step two, after calculating the base figure in step one, further evidence needs to be explored to determine what, if any, adjustment needs to be made to the base figure in order to arrive at an appropriate overall goal. To do that, we need to look at historical ACDBE participation achievement. Now, looking at the achievement in 2015, 16, and 17, we are in search of the median achievement number. In this instance, it is the 11.34%. Now we're able to add our step one goal of 30.3% to our step two goal of 11.34% and divide that total in half, which brings us to our overall goal number of 20.8%. Okay, so when submitting goals, the FAA also wants to know what race conscious and what race neutral projections are you forecasting for the duration of the goal period. Sometimes those terms can be confusing, so I'll try my best to add some clarity to the situation. Next slide. Race conscious participation is when ACDBE participation goals are set on a solicitation and ACDBE firms perform on that contract. Race neutral participation can occur one of two ways. First, it can occur when there is not a goal set on a solicitation, yet there are ACDBE firms that participate on the contract. The second way that it can occur is when there is an ACDBE participation goal set on the solicitation and the level of achieved participation exceeds the goal. For instance, there's an ACDBE goal of 20% on a solicitation, and when that project ends, it's learned that the project achieved 25% ACDBE participation. 20% of that achievement is recognized as race conscious because that was the goal established on the solicitation. The other 5% would be recognized as race neutral as there was not a participation goal on that portion of achievement. For Milwaukee County's goal setting process, we believe that a race conscious goal of 19.65% and a race neutral goal of 1.15% is appropriate, and together they make up our overall ACDBE triennial goal of 20.8%. So now we move on to the second calculation. This is the ACDBE triennial goal, and this is the goal for car rental concessions. In establishing a goal for ACDBE car rental concessions, it was determined that due to the lack of potential ACDBE firms in the designated geographic area and minimal interest from firms outside of the area to not pursue setting a goal for car rental revenue. But instead, we based the goal on the procurement of goods and services of the car rental firms. The goods and services procured through the car rental companies include, but is not limited to, the replacement of key blanks and fobs, insurance, towing services, car washes, etc. In calculating the base for the car rental concessions, the FAA allows recipients to use prior purchasing numbers as a guide for future purchasing numbers. Unaware of any substantial changes, Milwaukee County does not anticipate any major increases or decreases in the purchasing at Milwaukee Mitchell. So similar to what was done for the car rental or the non-car rental concessions, Milwaukee County used U.S. Census data again to determine the number of potential ACDB ready, willing, and able firms versus the total number of ready, willing, and able firms and the appropriate car rental concession activities that occur at the airport. Milwaukee County determined that a purchasing goal of 2.3% would be appropriate without having a history of adjustment to use for a step two adjustment. We were and have adopted our step one goal of 2.3% for the car rental concessions. So in summary, because Milwaukee County is a recipient of federal funding, we must implement an ACDB program with goals for both car rental and non-car rental concessions. And again, the Milwaukee County's overall goal for non-car rental concessions is 20.8%, and for car rental concessions, 2.3%. And that will end my report, so I will answer any questions or take any comments.
Any questions from committee members? See none. Just someone, do we make an effort with the car rental companies on the supplier side to educate them of who's out there and where they might find those services?
We have. We've had a few different outreach opportunities with our firms and with the car rental vendors. What's difficult is they're national firms, and so for our firms need to get into their national database to then be able to procure those services. So they put those firms now in touch with those individuals at their headquarters to now get them into their program. But now being able to pick and choose and things like that, that's where we're at now. Because, you know, they're used to using who they're comfortable using, and to now bring in a new vendor. So that's where we're trying to ease some of those concerns. Maybe not, you know, give the whole lot, but maybe, you know, wean them in a little bit so you can get used to them. Let them show you their goods and their wares for you then to determine, okay, we're good with this. We can use them further. So it's definitely a process. And then on our vendor side, it's difficult because there's usually a nice size capital outlay that they have to endure to get into the ACDB realm. So it's kind of a double-sided coin, and we're trying to figure out how to bring those things more in line together.
Do we do anything to sort of guide them or mentor the supplier into these bigger
That's what we've been attempting to do recently. So under former Director Norris, we were starting to implement some of those things, but I mean, it was a very nascent effort. I mean, it was very at the very beginning of doing those things, so there's still a lot of work to do on that, but it's just now beginning. And so there's more for us to do, and I know that, you know, should I sit in this chair longer, that we'll make those improvements.
All right. Supervisor Ortiz-Velez?
I apologize.
Oh, you, okay. Just waving.
Sorry. Okay. I'm waiting for, well, I was if not you have here any for question. Item number five, and I know it was placed on file, I believe, and I wanted to ask if I could get anonymous consent to be added as the majority, because it was placed on file, I believe.
Sure, once we, right.
Yeah, we'll, when we're finished.
Since there's
sorry,
no other comments from committee members on our last item, item number 10. Thank you. It was an informational item. Thanks for your report. Then, Madam Clerk, Supervisor Ortiz has asked to be reported on item number 5. All right. Thank you. And that completes.